Where do you think we're going to be in 10 years in terms of management of colorectal cancer?
I think that we will improve curability in terms of better options for adjuvant treatment, either with cetuximab or bevacizumab. I think that possibly these studies will be positive. We will increase curability in patients that have metastatic disease by adding these biologics to standard chemotherapy regimens and allowing them to be submitted to salvage surgery. So really, we have the perception now that all the patients that have only liver disease at some time point have to be evaluated by a surgeon specialized in liver resections. And really, this is a matter that is being considered at every meeting. So there is an increasing in the demand of this procedure. And also, I think that we will increase in efficacy in patients with rectal carcinoma with introduction of mesorectal excision, with introduction uniformly of neoadjuvant treatment with radiotherapy, chemotherapy, unfortunately also biologics.
What new agents do you see coming into clinical practice over the next 5 or 10 years?
Well, actually, I see some kind of disappointment in new agents because we have these two compounds recently approved, bevacizumab, cetuximab. But for the other compounds that we have, at this time point, I cannot see major advantages compared with the agents that we have by now. There was a lot of expectation on what patalanib, BTK, CTK could offer to the treatment of patients with advanced disease, but unfortunately, the results of the CONFIRM-1 and CONFIRM-2 studies have been negative. So I think that there has been a sense of disappointment on the introduction of these small molecules in the treatment of patients with advanced colorectal cancer. And I think that this is the same situation also for tyrosine kinase inhibitors directed to the EGFR. They do not show the same efficacy that cetuximab shows in this setting. Fortunately, we have other monoclonal antibodies like panitumumab or even matuzumab that might have a role in the treatment of advanced colorectal cancer. Interestingly, these two compounds have one advantage compared with cetuximab in terms of dosing because these compounds have a prolonged half-life, so they can be administered in every 2 weeks or even in every 3 weeks basis, and this would be an advantage for patients with advanced colorectal cancer as we are introducing chemotherapy schedules that will be administered every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks. So I think that these two compounds might probably enter the clinical scenario with approval.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Colorectal Cancer Update.